Okay. Chao. Right. Sure.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Sai.
Hey, Salim. Give me 2 minutes. Okay. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I will just keep everything ready.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So we'll wait for Chandra to join.
Yes.
Salim, so can I, if I give this link to Rahul, he can just join or he cannot join?
Yeah, he can join. He can.
Hmm. Okay, he is joining. Let him be on. Okay. So we are waiting for Chandra, right?
Yeah.
Notice that Salim, what happened?
Sorry?
No, Danish has sent an email.
Okay.
Notice that Salim, you sent it to wrong Chandra. Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, Danish.
Yeah. Hi, Sai.
So, wrong Chandra ke liye bhi
wrong Chandra, na? Yeah. So, I just now I sent to the right Chandra. I'm also calling him up quickly.
Yeah.
So that he can sure. check his email. First set of email was to the right Chandra. Second one went to Chandra Kanta, I think.
Hi, this is Chandra here.
Hey, Chandra.
Good evening, Sairam.
Hey. So, it is very simple process, Chandra. Hey, guys, can we do a trial on this link or like we can start live itself? What is your comfort?
What we can do, Sai, like on the same call, we can continue. So, before that, we can discuss. So, I can cut short that.
Okay, good. All right. So, Chandra Garu,
yeah.
So this is a very simple process. All you have to do is to be in a place where as much low background noise as you can. Number one, keep your phones on this thing. And just like any conversation, I will do some context setting. Then I will start asking the questions. It's like a Q&A. You can absolutely feel free to talk as you would normally.
Mm-hmm.
Just that the voice can be a little bit louder. That's
okay.
it.
Okay?
Okay. And everything else will be recorded. We will take care of if there is a place where we might want to break or something, we will let you know. Or if you want to take a prompt, you can prompt us and then we will stop it there and we will re-record it. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Sure, sir.
Is that fine, Danish?
Yeah, yeah. And one more thing, we can all keep our mobile phones on silent because there is no option to mute ourselves.
Correct.
Keep it on flight mode and make the Wi-Fi or data on so there won't be any disturbance.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
That's fine.
And also, there is no mute option in this. So
okay. Can,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Shall we start?
Yeah, Sai, I think I log off because there could be some sound disturbance at my end.
You can log off. You can log off. I asked Rahul to join. I don't know whether if he joins, fine. Otherwise, no problem. He can always join, right? Salim, he has the link.
Yeah, yes. Anyway, a total of
he's there.
Five people can,
he's there. Hey, Rahul.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Rahul, good that you joined. You can also listen, but you can. The request is you got to be on absolute mute, and as well as you put up your phone on this thing.
Okay, so can I mute from here, or there is no mute option?
There is no mute option.
There is no mute option. You got to be in a place where there is zero sound. If you are not able to, then it's okay. You can drop.
No, I'm not, because I cannot really guarantee.
No problem.
On my dog.
No. Then fine. Okay. You can listen to the recording later.
I will listen later then.
Sure.
Okay. Thanks. Then. Sayan Chandra, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. You go. We'll start. Yeah.
Yeah, Sairam. Other thing is, if at all there is a power cut, then that's going to be a problem.
No, if it is a power cut, we can interrupt up to there, and we will save that. We can re-record it also.
Right.
No problem. Yeah. Okay. Let's take it up and see how far we go. Okay.
Sure.
Salim.
Yes.
Shall I?
Yes. Begin, please.
Hello, welcome to InnoMinds podcast, the InnoCast edition 4. While the last three editions focused on a set of technologies including IoT, 5G, AI, analytics, and blockchain, this edition on behalf of InnoMinds InnoCast is going to talk about how rapid application development, cloud engineering, and software applications in terms of modernizing them are getting transformed to meet the needs of tomorrow's digital next enterprise, right? In that sense, this is Sairam Vedam, Chief Marketing Officer, InnoMinds, bringing up an exciting series, InnoCast Edition 4. We're going to discuss about rad stories, cloud tales, and architecting software products and applications for digital next enterprises. Before I bring up an esteemed speaker of a distinguished pedigree, let me give you some context of what is happening in the business side of it, right? We at InnoMinds, we work to unlock the future of digital for our global customers. We believe engineering the digital future is what we are set out for. And that is what we call powering the digital next. Whether it is building breakthrough software products, great devices and IoT solutions, or applying advanced artificial intelligence and analytics technologies to drive in business outcomes. What we are known for is the craft of software that we produce for global customers, which includes global 2000 companies, independent software vendors, OEMs, and ODMs. The last 18 years of InnoMind's corporate existence, we've had the privilege to architect some of the finest globally known modern-day software products, which are always kept in mind to be future-ready. Whether it is in the age of client server or web or mobile or today's SaaS and cloud, we have been working with some of the finest accomplished software engineering leaders to produce world-class software. And IDC research says 78% of enterprises by 2022 will partner with technology service vendors that can orchestrate various technology innovations into business use cases to drive digital transformation at scale. And that is what we promise to our customers, enabling and delivering digital transformation at scale. In that sense, today's context of podcast is very, very interesting, right? We're going to touch about intricate aspects of application modernization, cloud engineering, rapid application development, paradigms of low-code, no-code software, and many other cutting-edge stuff that is happening, including microservices. The latest research actually from Gartner tells that by 2022, 25% of technology service providers' cloud-based service delivery initiatives will be underpinned by microservices design and deployment, up from a marginal 5% in 2018. That is extremely interesting, also considering the fact that by 2022, accelerating modernization of traditional applications and the development of new applications will increase the percentage of cloud-native production applications, says IDC. And with that as a background, I have the privilege of introducing Chandra Veerapaneni, whom we call Chandra, a distinguished architect in the InnoMind family. Chandra is a globally known software architect with 23 years of working experience across diverse companies. He's working currently in InnoMind's leading our global initiatives in terms of rapid application development, architecting enterprise applications, co-leading our low-code, no-code platformization initiatives. And he's always at the forefront of applying design patterns, futuristic software architectural principles to help our customers take advantage of great software that we are known to be writing. Some of the areas that he's driving today is our upcoming iSymphony platform, a homegrown rapid application, low-code, no-code platform, completely SaaS in that sense of its architecture. He is responsible for developing various accelerators and reusable components of the InnoMind's digital assets library and many of our software homegrown products and platforms. He's also responsible for driving a cloud-native application development initiatives within InnoMind, including its design and development of a cloud-agnostic accelerators for common services across multiple clouds. Prior to InnoMind, he worked in globally known organizations. It includes companies like Nivesis Technologies, where, and then prior to that, with Tata Consultancy Services and CA Technologies, now Broadcom, in diverse areas, including product lifecycle management and business intelligence. While at CA, he was managing the business intelligence group, and it was responsible for delivering BI solutions and across CA products, leveraging SAP Business Objects as the common BI platform. And much before that, with a distinguished career at Tata Consultancy Services and Siemens PLM, he delivered several features to Teamcenter and a lot of global customers like General Motors, Ford, Nissan, to name a few. More importantly, today at InnoMind, his passion and his energy translates as an air of positive energy to all our engineers while he guides them on product development. His expertise lies in application software development using Java and enterprise web technologies. He's extremely passionate about sharing his knowledge, whether it is in the form of the tech talks that we do at InnoMind or teaching. He has conducted several training sessions, including Java JE, microservices, containerization and orchestration, and distributed cloud. That said, let me take a pause here. Let me welcome Chandra. Chandra, happy to having you here on the InnoCast 4th edition today.
Yeah, thanks, Sairam. I'm really excited, and thanks for having me here.
Sure. Let's just pause here.
Yeah.
Everything okay so far?
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you. So there is some background noise is coming, like kar 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 sound. So yeah. I guess somebody is. Chandra, can you hear that sound?
Yeah, I was able to hear as well.
So, Sai, can you hear that sound?
I can also hear.
Okay, so don't know. Do anybody have an earphone?
I am using earphones.
I am also having earphones.
So I guess that wire, it's moving here and there, and that sign, maybe.
Chandra, then?
Yeah.
Now I have plugged out my earphone. Is it coming now?
Yeah, let's talk for 1 minute. So
yeah.
Like 10, 20 seconds. So we can understand.
I mean, I can probably talk. Can you confirm if it is anything that's coming from my side?
Let me plug my earphone, maybe. Let's see now. Yeah, could be mine. Hello?
Yeah.
Are you getting sound now?
Yeah, no, not now.
Yeah, not now.
So do you want me to record everything that I spoke again?
No worries.
We will record to the end. Again, yes. I will record that piece. Okay?
Yeah, we'll do that.
I'll say now, welcome Chandra, and then we will take it from there, and I will re-record this piece after Chandra moves up, okay?
But still, I hear that sound.
Let me take off my earphones. Now,
I'm still hearing some noise, Sairam.
Yes.
Sure. I took off my earphones. Now there is no headphones plugged in. How about now? Still you're getting the sound?
No, there is no sound, I guess, but light echo sound is coming. Mm, light.
Right. Right.
Like,
how do we solve this? Okay. One second.
Let me just give me a second. Give me a second.
Okay.
I don't know. Never it has happened.
Mm-hmm.
How about now? Are you still getting it now?
Yes, yeah, still yeah.
Then it's not the question of headphones. Change the headphones also.
Yeah, but now with the new headphones, we are getting that brrr sound.
Oh, that's not
radio feeling it's getting.
Right, yeah.
Okay, I will do a thing. Let me just test out one more combination. Yes. Okay. Wait a second. Could be the current. Are you getting it now?
Yes. Now it's more.
Oh, it's more?
Yes, compared to previous.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. One second. What else can I do? Just a thing. I know the point is it's electricity charge.
So what you do, Sairam, just place your mobile on table or somewhere.
Oh, okay.
And just to...
Okay, yeah. Now just mobile was near to the machine. Actually, I didn't realize it was in silent mode. Is it okay now? I will.
Yeah.
I'm going to put back the headphones, the original one that I use. They are noise cancelling ones. Let me try with that.
Okay.
You're getting the sound now?
Yes, that wire sound is coming.
Okay. Wire sound. Okay, let me get the iPhone.
One last try, guys.
Yeah. ये जो wire move होता है ना इधर उधर तो उसका sound I guess it's that sound.
Right. But you're not getting from my side, right?
No, but I can't recognize from where it is coming.
Uh-huh, but if I'm talking now, are you able to hear that background noise or it is okay?
No, I'm still hearing because it's not about you or Sairam or about me. If either anyone have that sound, like whoever speaks, that sound will come, right?
Okay.
Because all the speakers are on.
Okay, let me just try... I don't know. Last time it never happened. He recorded last podcast. How is it? Still getting the sound?
Yes, still it's getting.
Interesting.
That rubbing. And
come again?
No, like if you rub the sandpaper, so the sound how that.
How about now? Still, you are still getting it, right? Okay. I think I will do this. Where is it coming from?
Same sound, Sairam?
I can.
Yeah, now I can hear again.
Okay, I don't know what is causing it. Okay, let me do this. Because of this, there's something running. I'm not able to figure it out. How about now? No.
Now,
Salim.
Yeah, just speak.
Hello.
Yeah, maybe now. I guess it's good now. But
okay, let me do one thing.
Huh?
I thought There was a QuickTime player that was playing. I don't know. I just closed it. It was not playing anything. Just closed it. Let me start my machine. Now? How's better?
Yeah, now it's fine. But
it's fine, right?
This some sound. So what we can do, Sairam, we'll continue.
One more minute.
Huh. We'll continue and we'll complete it. So I'll edit and I'll send it. So we'll check if it is good. We'll find. Otherwise, we'll record once again.
Okay. All right. Okay. So let's try one question first. Let's see how it comes up. Okay.
Okay.
You are still hearing?
No? Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. All right. Hi, Chandra. Welcome. Nice to have you in today's session of InnoCast. What we would do, we would like to understand for the benefit of our audience, what is this entire application modernization, paradigm? How are enterprises looking at moving from a monolith to microservices? And you could talk about a little bit of the challenges in implementing microservices and how you are dealing with it as an architect.
Okay. Sure, Sairam. Yeah, so first and foremost is InnoMinds as an organization. So we are working with several customers to help them go through their digital transformation journey. And as part of this transformation journey, one of the key aspects that we generally consider is how to transform their legacy or dated applications. So these applications, they have been developed several, maybe years, decades back. And at that point of time, they would definitely be performing well. But today, with the onset of modern technology stacks, so those would definitely be dated. And that is where what we are having is a framework called as iModernize. So it's basically an umbrella of multiple capabilities, which we have created based on our competencies of working with multiple customers and help them go through this modernization journey. And any modernization activity that we really look at today. So some of the basic characteristics that we consider are SaaS enabled, the software as a service enabled, multi-tenancy enablement, and with the unfortunate pandemic situation today, so remote first is becoming the new norm. In such a case, adopting cloud is also a pattern that we are seeing now. And instead of being a monolithic, because monolithic comes with a lot of challenges. So now the entire industry is looking at microservices as a methodology of developing applications. And in addition to that, we also talk about when we go through this transformation of customers' legacy applications, there are going to be lots of touch points. I mean, these are like the egress points or the ingress points. So how do we support the integration aspects? So that's where the enterprise application integration. So these are some of the capabilities that we have bundled in our framework called as iModernize. And it helps the customers to modernize their existing applications at an accelerated pace. So that is as far as the modernization umbrella is concerned. So when it comes to microservices, so majority of the applications that we are now talking about, we are mainly focused towards microservices. Right? So they do really look good on paper, but when it comes to implementation, there are lots of challenges. Challenges because what used to be a monolithic application and a monolithic application composed of multiple modules, one module to another module interaction was typically a function call, so which was still happening within the same process space. But now with a microservices kind of an architecture, what is happening, each of these modules could potentially be decomposed into individual microservices, and each of these could be running as independent services. So now when one microservice needs to talk to another microservice, it's no longer going to be within the same process, but it is going to be an inter-process. So one process talking to another process. And as a result, every microservice introduction into my architecture landscape, it's essentially I'm introducing a point of failure into the system. That's first part. Second, when we talk about microservices, there are specific characteristics or constraints, aspects that we have to consider. Like, for example, every microservice should be focused around a specific goal. So we also call this as a single responsibility principle. Right, and every microservice owns the data that it generates, which means no other microservice can talk to its data directly. So it has to go through the standardized mechanisms of APIs, etc. And then the third aspect is the decentralized data governance, which means every microservice maintains its own data. Decentralized APIs, so every microservice exposes its own set of APIs. Independently deployable, independently scalable. So these are some of like the characteristics of the microservices. But what are the challenges in a microservices environment? If you really see, the basic challenges are, how do I know whether a specific microservice is running? How many instances of a microservices are running? If I want to talk to a specific microservices, how do I know what is the IP address? What is the port on which it is running? How many instances of that microservice are running? How do I ensure that I communicate to a least loaded instance of a specific microservice? So these are all the challenges that used to exist at least several years back. Now there are lots of new solutions, new frameworks that have come in that addresses, if not everything, but most of these challenges. And that's also a space where InnoMinds has its own set of accelerators that help in the development of microservices at a much faster pace.
Sure. One second. Thank you, Chandra. Salim?
Yes, Salim.
How was that? One second. Wait. How was that?
Yeah, there was a...
How was that?
Salim.
One second. I'm going to join from another machine.
Yeah. I'm going to join from another machine.
Hear the echo.
I know.
So disconnect from the earlier.
I will do that.
Okay.
Give me 1 minute, guys. I'm just connecting to another machine, proper machine, and then I'm putting on my headset and we'll try that. It's not this. Okay.
Hello, yeah.
Hello. How is this?
Now the voice is very low. Yeah, now it's better.
Voice is very low. Okay.
Okay.
I will talk louder, but I just wanted to first check. Let me increase the volume here. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Is this better now?
Yes.
Everything clear?
Yeah. It's
no
clear.
Sound, no background, nothing, right? Okay. I connected to a different machine. Okay, let's do this. We will keep proceeding and then we will come back and record whatever we want to again. Okay, we will not stop. Okay, all right. So Chandra, that was quite an insightful explanation. And can you tell about some of the recent implementations and design that you have helped InnoMinds customers in achieving application modernization? Yeah, the reason I'm asking that question is, by 2024, 75% of large enterprises will be using a lot of application modernization principles, as the analysts say. It's very important for us to sort of understand what you're seeing on the field. How do you think application modernization paradigms are being leveraged? And what's your customers are asking you? Some implementations that you can think about I'm sure will be sure, very sir. Insightful.
Yeah, so this was one activity that we did for a customer who was into the digital marketing space. And so their application was catering to several billions of marketing email marketing campaigns. I guess they were running those for several years now. And it was a data technology stack. And the key requirement was to see how we can modernize that. And as part of that modernization workflow, so InnoMinds has a 7-step approach for application modernization that we applied over there. So the key stages over here are, first and foremost was the discovery phase where we looked at the existing monolithic application. So we did this analysis, applied some of like the standard principles, like the domain-driven design principles. And then we identified the relationships, the dependencies, interactions between the various modules. So we were able to kind of arrive at a networked diagram where we identified all the subsystems of this particular application, the ingress, egress points, etc. So that was something that was done as part of the discovery phase. Subsequent to that, then we moved on to the next phase, which was the assessing phase, where we try to decompose the business functionality into like different bounded contexts, and then we kind of like made a decision on, do we want to rewrite this or do we want to code this? So there's a lot of difference, and also how do we prioritize? Now, when you as part of the discovery artifacts, one of the key item, as I said, was a network diagram. So you could look at all the subsystems and then identify the ingress and egress points, right? Now, in there, if I'm going to pick some component where I'm seeing lots of ingress, now that's a complicated stuff because the impact is going to be much more because lots of other components are going to depend on that subsystem. So what we tried to do was identify and prioritize all these modules based on what is critical for the entire architecture and what is non-critical. So that was the kind of stuff that we did for assessing phase. And then the third step was, okay, where do we want to go from here? What is the target architecture? So there are like several principles that you could definitely apply, like hexagonal architecture, all that stuff. And then strategizing is basically the fourth step, where you have to strategize on how you're going to get there and when do you want to get there. Plus, there's also going to be a coexistence of monolithic application along with these modernized applications, because it has to be done in a phase-wise manner, not a big bang approach. And then the next phase is defining the outcomes. So that's where what are the non-functional needs, what are the business outcomes, what are the migration impacts. So those are the things that you are going to define. And then we undertook the actual implementation. So the transformation phase, where we kind of undertook the development of the newer platform. And then we went ahead with a microservices kind of an approach. And that's where we used a Mule Enterprise Service Bus at that point of time. And we developed all these granular Mule applications purely based on an event-driven kind of an architecture with continuous integration, continuous delivery pipeline setup. And then the last phase was the measure phase, where we used to kind of whatever we developed on a sprint-on-sprint basis, we used to measure, see if we are reaching the targets that we had set forth. If not, again, go back and then see what aspects have to be revised. So this was basically the approach that we followed for this one particular customer who was into the digital marketing domain era.
Sure. Thank you. Salim, how was this one?
Yes,
sir.
Still.
Okay, I think I got the problem. Let's do this one. Chandra, just wait for 5 minutes. What we will do is, if I got the problem because my headphones have gotten a wire leak, so I think the wire is causing the jitter. I will get another one. One last time, we will record with it. If the sound is still coming, we will pause it for today. I will fix everything and then we can do. I don't want to waste your time. Okay. Just a second. Yeah. just stay on just stay on the line for 5 minutes, okay? Right.
దీంట్లో కూడా హలో ఐ వాస్ జస్ట్ ట్రైంగ్ టు కనెక్ట్ అనదర్ పేర్ ఆఫ్ హెడ్ సెట్స్ అండ్ ట్రై దాట్ వాస్ ద సౌండ్ కమింగ్ డి యు గైస్ నాట్ హియర్ మీ నౌ
ప్రీవియస్లీ ఐ వాస్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు హియర్ యు బట్ దెన్ దేర్ ఇస్ దిస్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ ఎకో అండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ సౌండ్
యా ఐ నో ఐ జస్ట్ గాట్ ది ఫైనల్ కాంబినేషన్ లెట్ మీ జస్ట్ try this from another machine. If it's not working, we will pause it for today. I'll fix it. I got a, because I have a Mac now, I got an iPhone headset. Let me just try with that. I don't know why the hell is this happening today. Never it has happened. Let me just close all these applications. Something is wrong. Okay. Let me just rejoin the link. Hello.
Hi, Sairam.
Yes, sir.
Better now?
Yeah, can we speak?
Yeah, let me do this. Hey, Salim, yeah. Is this better?
Yeah, sound is better, Sai.
Okay. No, what I did is, see, I have had another headset. I think I realized it had the wire got cut off. So I think it was doing a jitter. So
still it's coming. Yes, so I guess the sound is coming from Chandra, I guess, otherwise.
Okay.
Because okay. Like, you have a lot of stuff.
Let's do one thing. Chandra garu, okkasari, you log out of the call.
Okay.
And yeah. I will test it. If the sound is coming, then it is me. Otherwise, it is you.
Okay, sure.
Yes.
Simple. Yeah, I'll leave.
You can just leave it. Yeah, leave and we can rejoin. Yeah, just leave that. Okay. Hey,
yes,
Salim.
Sir. Yes, I.
How is it now?
Yes, sound is good now.
Okay, maybe it is from him. Let me talk one more time at length, okay?
Yeah.
Let's so, record that piece and then we will call him, okay? Okay, so, let me just do a sentence, okay? Okay, let's do this. Let me... All right. Welcome to the InnoMinds podcast series, edition 4. My name is Sairam Vedam, Global Chief Marketing Officer, and I'm glad to have you all for today's InnoCast. As our endeavor continues to bring rich insights from technology leaders and pragmatic experiences that we bring in day in and day out, the fourth edition of InnoCast can't get exciting than this. It is about rad stories, cloud tales, and architecting next generation software products and applications for digital next enterprises. How is it, Salim?
Yeah, it's good, Sai.
So that means it's with Chandra.
Yes.
So let's do one thing. I will ask him to join and then I will log out. Okay?
Okay.
And then we will cross-check. Okay?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Whether the sound is with me or whether with him, so then we can finally do a fresh recording of everything some other day. But let's do this. Okay? Yeah. Right. Let me just... Chandra?
Yeah, I joined back. Sairam.
Okay. I think, Chandra, what I will do now is I will log out.
Okay.
Because the sound was not from me. He was absolutely clear.
Okay. Okay.
So, main log out chestanu, me record cheyandi.
Okay.
Then we will see if the sound is coming. Then it will be mostly from you and Chudam.
Okay. Sure.
After
sure.
What we will do is we will do a fresh, totally we will take another day and we will do it freshly.
Sure.
We will call it. So, Salim, I am now logging out first. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. For 2 minutes.
I'll join right? After 5 minutes. Ping me on Microsoft Teams or something. I'll join. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Salim, are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Chandra.
Okay. Great. So, you're still hearing that noise from my side or it's still okay?
Just speak for some time. So
okay, yeah. So maybe I'll just talk about cloud engineering, right? Yeah. So InnoMinds works with.
So I can,
I can
hear the sound, that background sound. But for 1 minute, just go on, please.
Okay. Yeah. So InnoMinds works closely with the customers to transform their businesses seamlessly on the cloud, save the cost, and accelerate the growth. So services typically in the cloud engineering, they include cloud assessment, cloud design and architecture, building cloud native applications, migrating customers from on-premise to cloud, cloud to cloud, hybrid cloud or multi-cloud, and then finally the operations management and excellence. So these are some of like the basic capabilities that we provide in cloud engineering competency. So how does that sound, Salim? Still, yeah, you're hearing the noise?
Yes, yes. So I guess the disturbance is like the something is wrong with your side, I guess.
Okay, so just give me 1 second. Okay, so how is it now? Is it any better?
No,
it's still the same.
Just speak for some time. Still the sound is coming there.
Yeah, so services in this offering include cloud assessment, design and architecture, cloud native application development. It's still the same?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Salim?
Yeah, so rectified, Sai. So, it's from Chandra.
Okay. All right. So, let's do one thing then. We'll do one thing then, Chandra Garu.
Yeah.
Maybe I think we will redo this whole recording either tomorrow or day after when you actually have time.
But okay. can we do one trial run before we? Because I don't want to waste your time, Sairam. So
no problem.
Because I'll try to put some things because I'm using the noiseless itself. So let me. Maybe I can probably sync up with Salim tomorrow or day after tomorrow and let me see what the right appropriate setting is.
Right.
And once Salim gives the go ahead, then we can get into
better, better. Understood. Yeah. Understood.
Sure.
Let's do one thing. Let's do that. Meru, I think. Yeah. Okay. Fine. That's Salim. So let Chandra do one more dry run with you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. And once if the settings are all fine, you can ping me and I will, whenever we can fix the time and then we can do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
Apologies, Hiram.
No. Okay. For all that, yeah. No, there is no problem. That's fine. Okay. We just had anyway practice. Now you also got how we recorded
right.
anyway.
Right. Right.
Right. All yeah. right.
Sure.
So I'll send this recording across.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Hiram. Thanks, Salim.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.